Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in the studio. Beth Earlbeck, the Cass County Youth Coordinator with ISU Extension and Outreach, joins us here this morning as we talk a little bit about the Clover Kids. Beth, how are you this morning?
Very good, very good.
Good. Clover Kids is kind of a fun group to work with, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. The younger youth that are there make it a lot more fun.
Well, and for folks who don't really know what Clover Kids is, if they haven't had a youngster in 4-H before, they weren't participating in 4-H maybe when they were young, maybe they don't really know what that is or aren't sure. Can you give them kind of the skinny?
Mm-hmm. Well, Clover Kids is the group of 4-H'ers from kindergarten through third grade, and they're involved in the 4-H program in different aspects, and it's kind of the gateway into the 4-H program, being in the community club and whatnot. And Clover Kids clubs, they meet, they do different activities, and they learn from one another, and so it's a good environment for youth to be in.
It's an opportunity for them to maybe learn a little bit more without the high pressure situation of all the stuff that comes with 4-H.
Oh, yes. Clover Kids definitely, it doesn't have that competitive side. So it's more belonging and mastering those skills and bringing them in and teaching them things in a positive environment where there's no competition there and no things that, that they have those extra pressures that come along when you get older.
How long has the Clover Kids program been around?
Statewide, it's been around for a while. In Cass County, we have two clubs right now, but we're trying to build that, and so it's a new and upcoming thing in Cass County, which is very exciting because I think that the information and the resources are out there, but just sharing that information, will be more exciting.
It's kind of been fun to watch over the years during county fair time, things like that, where we talk a little bit with the different 4-H'ers, and sometimes you see the little brother or sister hanging around, and they're just kind of like, gosh, I can't wait till I can be in 4-H too. Mm-hmm. I want to do some of these things, because they really, really look forward to it, and it's really a downer for them that they just, they're not old enough yet to be able to do some of these things. That kind of pacifies that a little bit.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about Clover Kids is because you have those younger siblings that are, go to those club meetings and want to be involved. But this is an extra way for them to get involved, and it's just a little bit more special for them because it's targeted at their age group. So it's not like you're competing with kids that are in sixth grade or seniors in high school. It's a group for that age level and that skill level.
So what do they do during the year? They have meetings. What do they do at Clover Kids?
Mm-hmm. Most Clover Kids clubs meet monthly, and they go to the meeting and they do different hands-on activities that develops their skills. Whether it's learning how to cut and pace to learning how to work with each other in a small group, those different activities that they do. And then they usually have a take home from that meeting. So there's no formal business meeting like in a regular 4-H club. It's more developing those skills and learning those life skills, like interacting with others and working with others and things like that.
You take away the business part of
yeah,
it.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
They'll learn that later.
Yeah. That'll come along later.
Don't need to burden them yet with all that kind of stuff. Well, what about County Fair Week? When you're preparing for County Fair, Clover Kids don't want to be left out of things. They feel like they're part of the 4-H experience. What can they do? What do they do during County Fair to prepare for that experience?
Because Clover Kids is newer in Cass County, we still haven't came up with those parameters yet. They will be able to be more involved in County Fair. One of the things that they won't be able to do is show livestock, but they will be able to showcase their projects in the building and just different things like that. More of that information will come later in the year when we meet with our youth committee to decide what those factors are going to be.
So is some of that kind of predicated on the program continuing to grow?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Need to get more numbers involved. And that's why you're having a meeting now. You've got a meeting that's coming up here this Thursday evening. And what is that a chance to do?
This Thursday evening, we're doing a Clover Kids Find Out Night. And this is for parents and other caring adults that, are interested in Clover Kids but aren't really sure much about it yet. It's a new thing in Cass County, so we're trying to get more people to come and more people to get interested. And just to learn about the program and, what's out there for those Clover Kids. So if one of them wants to become a leader, that's kind of our goal, is to build up the program by having caring adults that are interested in, so they can come to this meeting on Thursday night at 6 p.m. and learn about Clover Kids, learn about some of the opportunities that are there, and learn about some of the resources that are there. So it's not like they're going in blind. There's opportunities and toolkits and things like that for them. So it makes it a little bit easier to plan a meeting and recruit youth and things like that.
So what should they bring with them on Thursday night to the meeting? Anything?
Bring themselves and just new ideas and being willing to learn about the program. It's for adults, and it'll just be the our current Clover Kids leaders will be there, and they'll be able to talk about what they do in their 4-H club, and we'll talk about from our program side the opportunities that are there and kind of how things will roll out and what the plan is for the clubs.
So this is a meeting for the adults?
Yes. Yep.
Don't necessarily need to bring the kids with
you? No, not this meeting.
Okay. Well, now I know it's difficult always to recruit, and but that's part of the process. Just like recruiting at a college for a sports team, 4-H has to recruit too. You've got to continue to restock the ranks. You get kids that graduate out of the program. You need more in. Do you recruit then too for the Clover Kids program? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah. Our current clubs have, whether they're attached to a 4-H club or not, we have one club that has a Clover Kids club right along with their regular 4-H club, and they meet at the same location, just in different rooms, and do different activities. And for them, their recruiting is, well, bring your younger siblings or bring your friends that are, you know, younger. And we have flyers for them that they can hand out. And we also have another 4-H club that does their own separate program. It's an after-school program at the library. And that's more of going into the schools and talking about Clover Kids and talking about the parents and, you know, getting that information out there that way. So there's different venues of recruiting. And recruiting for 4-H is very important. Like you said, with sports teams, you have to get people there and involved and things like that, and that's kind of what we have to do for 4-H as well. Mm-hmm. And right now is the perfect time because enrollment has just started.
Well, and you're just started the school year too, so the kids spend more time with their friends in classes and things, and I'm sure these types of topics come up too amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
You know, if an older sibling, if an older brother or sister has a great experience in 4-H, that's the easiest way to recruit, is they just automatically start pitching the program to their younger brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and they go home and share what they do, and so that's a, you know, by word of mouth is a great way to promote a program like this.
Yeah, you bet. Now, can folks learn more? Is there information online they can learn from?
Yeah, there's information on the Iowa 4-H website if you search Clover Kids, as well as if you want to call the extension office, we can talk about it and talk about the different opportunities that are available as well.
Sure. So how long will the meeting last on Thursday night?
It should be about an hour, so it shouldn't take too long. It'll be a jam-packed hour full of information, and then we'll have time after if people want to stick around and talk a little bit more, but it'll be about an hour is what we're planning.
Questions and things. Will they sign up at that time?
If they want to, we'll have the information there, and but if it's one of those things that they want to come to the meeting and learn about it and then go home and maybe talk to some of their friends or coworkers about starting something like this, they can always contact the extension office and move forward from there. But we will have information there if they are willing to start a club.
Sure. Well, it seems to me like when you get a lot of these 4-H leaders that get involved in things like this, they stay involved for a long time.
Yeah. Yep. It seems like we have in Cass County have a great following of club leaders that have been around for a very long time. And, you know, whether they were club leaders in, or they were 4-Hers in Cass County, or they started as club leaders, you know, they are great volunteers and they've been around for a while.
Absolutely. So they do need to put that on their schedule coming up this Thursday, September the 12th. It starts at 6 p.m.
Yes.
It's at the Cass County Community Center. Mm-hmm. Do they need to register?
If you RSVP by noon on the 12th, that would be great, by just emailing the extension office at xcass@iastate.edu or calling the extension office at 243-1132.
Okay. And no obligation there. There's no fee or anything to
nope.
come to that meeting at night. Is there a fee for the youngsters to get involved in Clover Kids?
No. Cass County has the great opportunity that there is no enrollment fees, so anybody can be involved, and that's what's so great about our program, is it doesn't cost anything for the 4-Her to be involved.
Great. So again, that's for kids kindergarten through third grade.
Yep.
Before they really get started full bore into 4-H. Great way for them to kind of, I guess, stick a toe in the water a little bit. See what 4-H is all about. No pressure, no hassles. Just come have fun, learn a few things, and you know, feel like you're a part of something.
Yep. That's the great thing about Clover Kids. You kind of get a taste of it and see what opportunities are out there for when they get older.
Great. Again, that's this Thursday, September 12th, 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. They do ask if you could call ahead before noon that day to RSVP. That would be wonderful, and you'll get all the information you need and time to ask questions also.
Yep.
Great. Yep. Beth, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.